You're listening to Epitaph, The Others. The Others is a special Epitaph production created exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. This is episode 6, Resurrection Mary, part 1.
The story of Resurrection Mary, or at least one version of it, begins at the O. Henry Ballroom. In the 1930s, the O. Henry, located outside the Chicago city limits on Archer Avenue in Willow Springs, was a popular place for big band and swing dancing. The owner, John Verderbar, booked the most popular bands in Chicago to play, names like Count Basie, Guy Lombardo, Glenn Miller, and Artie Shaw. It wasn't uncommon for 1,000 people to be on the dance floor on any given night. Mary loved dancing, and she could often be found there. Mary was, by every description, a beautiful young woman, blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and one night in the early 30s, while attempting to cross the street, Mary was hit by a car. The driver fled, leaving Mary on the side of the road to die. She was buried down the road from the O. Henry Ballroom at the Resurrection Cemetery, wearing her favorite white party dress, and since then, motorists have been picking up a beautiful young woman outside of the ballrooms on Archer Avenue and following her vague directions to take her home, only to have her disappear at the gates of Resurrection Cemetery. But is there any truth to this legend? And if so, just who is Resurrection Mary? In July of 2005, author Troy Taylor received a letter from a woman claiming to know Resurrection Mary's true identity. Mary, she said, had been her mother's babysitter. Her mother had lived on South Damon Avenue, which is also where Mary is believed to have lived. And we'll talk more about that in later episodes. Mary Miskowski, she said, had lived down the street from her, at 4924 South Damon. And she had watched neighborhood children to earn extra money. Mary still lived at home, she said, though she was old enough to be out of school. She said, Mary was a very pretty girl. She had light blonde hair with just a little bit of a curl to it. It was cut short, just a little below her ears. And all of the boys in the neighborhood were in love with her. I do remember that she liked to go on dates, but I don't recall that she had any one boyfriend in particular. She also told Troy that Mary loved to go out dancing. Her favorite place was the Liberty Grove and Hall, located just a dozen or so blocks from her home. But she was also known to frequent the O. Henry Ballroom on Archer Avenue. According to her story, Mary had stopped watching her abruptly in 1930. Her mother, she said, told her that Mary had been hit by a car as she was trying to cross 47th Street while walking her younger siblings to a Halloween party. She said Mary had been dressed as a bride, wearing her mother's wedding dress at the time. She said that, before talking to Troy about her recollections, she'd spoken with her brother Frank to see what he remembered about their old babysitter. Frank told her that, even though he was only 7 when she died, he was sure that he had seen Mary beside Archer Avenue nearly 10 years later, and that by the time he'd stopped his car, she was gone. For decades, people have been trying to answer the question of just who exactly Resurrection Mary could be, and based on all of these details, Mary Miskowski seemed to be the answer. And Troy Taylor wasn't the only one who'd heard of Mary Miskowski or her possible connection to the ghost story of Chicago's pretty blonde hitchhiker. In 1994, Frank Andrzejczyk had received a newspaper clipping from his brother about the tale of Resurrection Mary. After Mass at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Summit, Illinois one Sunday, he asked others about the story. It turned out one of his church friends was Jake Palis, the younger brother of Jerry Palis, who many consider to have had the original Resurrection Mary encounter in 1939. Ursula Bielski, author of Chicago Haunts, wrote that Frank had become fascinated with the story and went on to build a collection of first and second-hand stories, newspaper accounts, burial records, and photos that might have been the most comprehensive research of the Resurrection Mary legend that anyone has ever compiled. And amongst those records was the story relayed to him by one of his fellow parishioners who had been convinced that the ghost had once been a pretty blonde girl named Mary Miskowski, who'd been killed by a hit-and-run driver while on her way to a Halloween party in the 1930s. But was Mary Miskowski the young woman who would come to be known as Resurrection Mary? While the story told about Mary Miskowski seems to fit most of the details of the Resurrection Mary story, and her physical description fits with the description of Resurrection Mary better than nearly any other candidate that has come up over the years, the details, unfortunately, start to come apart when compared to the historical record. Census records show that there was indeed a Mary Miskowski, 19 years old, living with her parents on South Damon in 1930. Her parents were Czechoslovakian immigrants, having arrived from the United States in 1908. Her father, John, worked as a laborer in the car shops for the railroad company, a common occupation for people in the back of the yard's neighborhood. The census records Mary's mother as Helen, but I believe Helen may have actually been Mary's stepmother. The first reason I suspect this is because, though Mary was born in 1911, the Cook County, Illinois marriage indexes show that John Miskowski and Helen Fijianin were married nearly a decade after that in 1921. Further, Helen didn't arrive in the United States until 1913, but Mary was born in Illinois in 1911. Mary also had several younger sisters, Anna, Helen, and Julia. But this is where the story hits a snag. Instead of being hit by a car and left to die, she married John Sutko and had three children before dying 2.5 decades later in 1956. She was interred at Evergreen Cemetery. Her husband John passed in 2003. Having not actually died in 1930 obviously means that it's unlikely that she was Resurrection Mary. She couldn't have been the Mary that Jerry Palis danced with at Liberty Grove and Hall in 1939, or even the ghost that Frank claims to have seen around 1940. So how then is it possible that Martha and Frank both connected their former babysitter to the story? And how did Frank Andrzejczyk have the same name and the same story in his files? In that Catholic community of Czechoslovakian immigrants, Mary is a particularly common name. Many households had more than one, and as a result, there were several Marys, at nearly the same age, living within a few blocks of each other on South Damon Avenue. They all went to the same school, went to the same Catholic parish, and yes, a handful of them died tragically young, of a number of causes, everything from automobile accidents to tuberculosis. Several of the names most closely tied to the Resurrection Mary legend, including Mary Miskowski and Mary Bregovi, grew up together. Could it be that 60 years removed, the people relaying the story had associated it with the wrong Mary? Yes. In fact, I'd say with some level of certainty that that's what happened. And over the next few weeks, we'll explore more of the Resurrection Mary story, and in our final episode of Epitaph Season 1, I'll tell you who I think Resurrection Mary really is.
You have been listening to Episode 6. Resurrection Mary, Part 1. The content of this podcast is copyright Epitaph Incorporated, 2019, all rights reserved.